101.3.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game.
Good morning. It's 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we have Sam Abel, who is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, on the line with us since y'all had a meeting last night. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, interesting coincidence. Yesterday, you guys had an item to talk about the multi-use path temporary stop signs. These are the not official size real street signs, but the little, like, you know, the thing you might see in a apartment complex parking lot. They're kind of like, we put these up, not the official, you know, legally enforceable ones. And they're to prevent the golf carts from entering the roads and tell them to stop. But the question is, are they effective? Your own research stuff had presented that a survey showed that only about 24% of golf cart drivers comply with those, 76% ignore them, and then scooter drivers and pedestrians as well. Well, I had coincidentally, same day, I had a good friend call me very frantically and said, you have Sam on tomorrow? And I'm like, I do. And she said, okay, you've got to find out what's going on with these golf carts and these stop signs, because I almost killed some teenagers today. I was on Shoreline turning into my residential drive to go into my house. And as I'm turning left, I suddenly see this golf cart whizzing as fast as it can go, coming at me from the left. Doesn't stop, in fact, seems to speed up. And as these kids are looking at me and I'm looking at them, they laughed and smiled like this was no big deal. She's like, God, thank God I saw them. Thank God I stopped, because I could have easily been having a conversation about how they broke a law and I wound up killing these kids. And I don't want to kill any kids, you know? So what did you guys discover last night? What did you decide? Where are we at with this problem?
Yeah. So let's first define the problem, right, Andrew? Because before we can ever agree on a solution, we have to agree to what the problem is.
Of course.
And so going back a little bit in history, the city of Gulf Breeze for 2 years workshopped the issue of golf carts and quality of life. They appointed a citizen committee and they said, okay, we're a peninsula, so we're essentially a cul-de-sac. So what makes sense given the demographics of our community? Because at that time, we had a sidewalk that essentially went around what we call the loop. So Shoreline becomes Fairpoint, but it's essentially a semicircle. And within that are most of all of your civic uses, your large parks, library, city hall, and so forth. And so we had a proliferation of golf carts on the sidewalk, as well as bicycles, walkers, you know, elderly people. They were all sharing the same sidewalk. So the idea with a multi-use pathway is separate the low-speed wheels from the walkers from the cars.
Right.
That was the goal. So the multi-use pathway is built with the, as you said, Andrew, the regular size stop signs, but also the stop bar and the words, you know, stop stenciled, which lawfully is a enforceable stop.
Okay.
It is not enforceable for bicycles. So interesting, by Florida law, bicycles are not required to stop at the multi-use pathway. So we did look during the design of having a separate bike lane constructed, but because we have so many residential roads, they would still be encountering the same thing. So what we did during the design is we made sure that if you are on a residential road, the stop sign comes before the crosswalk. So if you have a bike, and I want to make this clear to the listeners, by Florida law, the bike is not required to stop. They're going to go through that intersection. And so that means that we need to make sure on the residential road that the vehicles make sure to stop at that stop sign before the multi-use pathway crosswalk. In the situation of your friend, that came up last night. Chief Hawthorne talked about that. Happens a lot on the Fairpoint side. Over, Andrew, by where the CVS is, Baskin Robbins, Chick-fil-A, and so forth, we have vehicles that turn into Silverthorn, that residential area that we actually call the Flower Patch, because all the our firefighters call it the Flower Patch because all the roads are named after flowers. So we have cars who want to take a left. They're not coming from the residential street. They're coming from the Fairpoint Collector, turning onto a residential street. And now you have what is a proliferation of scooters that did not really exist before COVID. We have scooters that were never even part of that conversation, part of all that workshopping for 2 years. And we're not just talking about, you know, the scooters you see in Pensacola. We're amazed by all the contraptions with a motor on it.
Contraptions with a motor. I'm feeling you. I know what you mean. All right.
It is. I mean, you never feel so old. I mean, you know, Chief Hawthorne did a great job of just describing some of these thingamajibs with the thingamabob and the doohickey that you hold.
I gotcha.
It was quite incredible. And we're seeing them all. And so what's happening is they zip much faster. And so as you're taking a turn from one of our collectors onto the residential street, still very important to keep in mind that they're moving at up to 20 miles an hour on the multi-use pathway. So they're going to get across much faster.
Yeah.
And so in the case of your the golf cart scenario, that was just that's a straight violation, right? They are a motorized vehicle. It is enforceable. They have to stop. Same with the scooters. Anything with a motor, if you're not a bicyclist,
the problem, as you know, is people aren't, right? It's the what do we do about the violators?
Well, right. And so that was what the council talked about last night. What do we do with those violators? Inarguably, it's safer than everybody sharing a sidewalk, right? But we have to make improvements. We tried a little visual cue, which is the little trailhead stop signs. Our patrol went out surveyed during peak times. And as you said, we're not talking about kids who are offenders. This is the case of your friend. But a lot of times it was adults.
Yeah.
It was mothers with their kids behind them. And so we're definitely going to need to do more PSAs. We talk about making sure, you know, it's almost like a click it and ticket that, you know, the DOT did decades ago and everyone still remembers. We're going to have to make sure that everybody is safe and everyone knows to stop and look both ways. About golf carts, I do just want to also say,
hey, Sam, can you just hang on for just a second? Because I need to get a traffic report in here. Candy's got traffic on the five.
This is brought to you by Coastal Machinery and over 40 years in the business. Thank you. Locations in Pensacola. I just lost my screen, but that's okay.
It's a panther staring at you.
It is a panther staring at me. So thank you so much. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview. That's right, man. I know. And
it's
I love you,
Mary
Sam
came
Abel.
In
I'm
with
so
Wendy's
appreciative
biscuits
of what you do.
For us. I don't know.
That's
everything
so sweet.
Is all. It's just fantastic.
Aww, I know. Mary's heart grew three sizes. Yeah, I'm wrong. Fire truck blocking Brent Lane on the incline as you go right in front of the Waffle House. Isn't your PCA and PCC? As I understand, there was a pedestrian possibly struck, but it's still very, very slow in that area. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And all the Who's in Whoville were glad they weren't driving that day.
I'm saying.
Thanks,
I know.
Candy. Back to Sam Abel. Okay, so we were talking about enforcement. Like, I mean, It may be better than it was, but it's not safe right now. And, you know, it's pretty terrifying to think about the idea
I would argue it's more safe than many communities. And I would say this, because what the council adopted was an ordinance that required to be a driver of a golf cart, you have to be 15 with a learner's permit or 16 with a valid driver's license. Just this last July, the state of Florida legislature actually adopted a new law that would do exactly the same. So we were more restrictive than the rest of the state of Florida, which allowed them to be 14. You know, some of the debate we have in our community is, I don't know if you've seen a 16-year-old boy recently, but they look a few years younger, Andrew.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we are making sure our police provided to the council numbers of when they're pulling people over and talking with them about that. But again, we would argue most certainly safer than when it was, when everyone was sharing a sidewalk and there was a double stop. The stop sign came past the crosswalk. But we do need to do more to make sure that Right now, half of all of our golf carts are stopping. We need to make sure that other half know that if you enter that intersection and you don't stop, you literally are taking your life into your own hands.
Yeah, and as you say, they look young. Somebody here says, well, many of them are just 12, and so the rule following is kind of one of these issues. And I know it's a complicated thing to enforce, and I'm glad you guys are working on it. Because it was both it showed up in the agenda and also my friend texted me about this, and I wanted to ask you about it. I have a completely different subject that we're not going to get to this time, but we'll talk about it the next time. It'll wait. It'll be okay. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thank you so much for the time. It's always good to hear from you and your good explanations in the historical context for them. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.